today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
I know you want to say, well, all I need is Jesus. You need more than Jesus. You need people in your life. You need your spouse. You need your children. You need your church community. You need your pastor, and the pastor need the congregation. I need you in my life. He sent me to you. He gifted you with me. I'm a gift to you. You're supposed to take the paper out, open up the box, and get everything good out of it.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Outcast Nation. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Numbers chapter 5, verses 1 through 4.
The Old Testament book of Numbers, the fourth book of Moses, chapter 5. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. The fourth book of the Torah. Numbers chapter 5, verse 1 through 4. King James Version of the Bible. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, command the children of Israel that they put out of the camp every leper and everyone that hath an issue, and whoever is defiled by the dead, both male and female, shall be put out without the camp. Shall ye put them that they defile not their camps in the midst whereof I dwell? And the children of Israel did so and put them out without the camp. As the Lord spake unto Moses, so did the children of Israel. Give special notice to verse 2, command the children of Israel that they put out of the camp every leper and everyone that had an issue. I'm dealing with a message entitled, Let It Go. I preached a message this morning, Our Redeemer Lives. So you can let go of your trauma and your setback. You can let go of disconnections. You can let go in your 60s of how your job tries to kick you out. In your 70s, your society or your family tries to kick you out. In your 80s, your family or your society tries to kick you out. In your 90s, the earth tries to get you out of here. But don't worry about this. Your Redeemer lives. Please listen to that message. If you got a Redeemer, you can overcome any obstacle. And we have a Redeemer. His name is Jesus. Every setback, he will rescue you from. If you made a mistake in your life, you can go back to him. Every young person that made a mistake in their life, don't let the enemy smear your face in it. Wash yourself, shift, and come home. Glory to God. I'm going to deal with a message today at 11 called Outcast Nation. I'm going to speak to the outcast, the ones that have issues and you've been put out. I need to talk to you. You feel like you don't fit. To the outcast, the nation of those who are kicked out of the camp, even by God's law, you need to know that there's redemption for you and a second chance for you. And I need everybody that has Jesus as Savior in your heart to stop being religious when you're dealing with the outcast. Because you won't know what it's like until you're put out of the camp. Thank you, Lord. Father, I give you praise for this moment. You spoke to me in the volume of the book. And today I release to this great congregation, as we've celebrated Independence Day. There are so many who hear about independence, but they're still in bondage. They hear about liberty and freedom, but they still have shackles and irons and fetters. They hear about family, but they feel outside of the family. They hear about good relationships, but it's not a reality. I speak, Lord God, to the leper of our day and the outcast and the ones who have issues. I pray now, Holy Spirit, that you would gather us and redeem us. Bring us back to wholeness even as we take communion today. Let there be a surge of redemption and a knowledge of the truth. I give you praise for binding every force and releasing the Holy Spirit upon your people. And we will give you the glory and praise. Walter, God is going to bless you. Lift your hands. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He told me to tell you that. He's going to bless you. Come on, let's give him praise. Hallelujah. We ought to give him good praise. I was praying. He said, tell that young man that I'm going to bless him. Oh, my God. How many of you want to bless him? Well, if you bless someone who's being blessed, the blessing for you is on its way. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There's others who are on the radar for a blessing. Glory to God. I try to obey God when he speaks to me. But he told me there are others on the radar that over this month, you're going to hear me call out names. And when I call it, I need you to get up and lift up those hands and receive from the Lord. Because I don't play with God. I wouldn't say if he didn't tell me. Hallelujah. But somebody's going to get a blessing from God. Oh, my God. It's on its way. It's pressing the atmosphere. I said it's pressing the atmosphere. Glory, hallelujah. And I know it's a little hot in here, but that's what we need. We need it to be a little hot. You need to be a little bit uncomfortable. So you don't fall asleep. Well, there's too much anointing up in here for you to fall asleep. Glory, hallelujah. Glory to God. Numbers 5, awesome. And the Lord spake to Moses, saying, command children of Israel, the descendants of Jacob, that they put out, this is tough stuff, put out of the camp everyone who has leprosy. Today it's called the Hansen disease. Anyone who can't feel nothing. Anyone who's insensitive. Anyone who've allowed life to hurt you so much, you can't praise, you don't feel it, you don't like to hang around people, you can't feel it, the fire of God can be burning, you can't feel it, somebody can be going through death, you can't feel it, you only feel it when it's deep inside of you. This is what is called the Hansen disease. It attacks the nervous system. That's why it's so dangerous, because you can walk on coals and not know it. You can have a nail in your foot and not know it. You can't feel it. He said, everyone who can't feel, life has hurt you so much that you can't feel until it's deep in you. Put them out the camp. And everyone that hath an issue, well, I think the whole camp had to get out then. Because if it was truth revealed, we all would have to walk out. I got issues. You got issues, they got issues, them got issues, that's got issues, the Y has issues, everybody's got issues. And guess what? We would have to march right out of the church. Bible says, whoever is defiled by the dead, no funeral director. I thought I saw Brucia, are you here, Brucia? Bruce is here. You see how detrimental the law can be? And it's righteous. If you handle anything dead, you can't come to church. What about laid up dead, decayed issues? It's decayed, all wrapped up in a coffin somewhere, and we're still battling with it like it's afresh. The Bible says both male and female shall put it out. In other words, the man's got to go and the woman if you touch the dead. Put them without the camp. Notice the wording, put them out that they defile not this camp. So there's this constant reminder as you put out that you're contaminated. I preached last week about the woman with the issue of blood. Notice if you had an issue, you had to say unclean, or if you were a leper, you had to say unclean when you came in the midst of people. I want you to think about that kind of lifestyle. Walk in the church, you have to say, I'm a sinner. Just to come, I'm a sinner. You have to announce it as you're coming in. Let somebody embrace you, and you got that leprosy, and it's contamination. You can contaminate somebody else with it. You can cause them to get infected, just like we did with COVID. See, in America, we have laws, rules, and regulations. You're not supposed to talk about people's diseases, especially if you're a boss. You can't tell other people why they're not coming to work. But under the law of Moses, you had to pronounce it yourself. I can't come in the midst of you all because I have leprosy. I can't come in the midst of you all because I touched the dead. I can't come in the midst of you all because I'm defiled, unclean. Unclean, that's what they were saying. Unclean. Lest they be stoned. If they came in, the woman that pressed her way in put all of that on the line and said, if I could but touch the hem of his garment, I would be made whole. I wonder how many made whole. I wonder how many of us are willing to press through all of this stuff that's trying to keep us from the Redeemer. Maybe you did touch the dead. Maybe you have a problem with insensitivity. Maybe you have an oozing skin disease or an issue. But God still said you can come into his house. When I hear people want to go way back in religion, talking about we got to go back to the Bible days, you don't even know Jesus. How far do you want to go back? If you went back to Moses, half of us, three quarters of us, wouldn't even be allowed in. Thank God for Jesus. There was a generation of people in our community, in our church, social construct, our society, that I believe have been labeled. It's what I call outsiders. Outsiders. Write it down. Outsiders are, in my opinion, social rejects. People may smile at you initially, but eventually they put you out of their society. Rejected. I believe it describes individuals, possibly even groups, who feel excluded or marginalized. One of the things that I hate in church is that we feel that way in church. The world has its own way of doing things, but no one should come to the cross and feel marginalized. Or if it is there, it's just residue from your previous life. And then the healing virtue of the Lord can straighten you out. But it should not be something that emanates from the church, from our church culture or social construct. And you have to tell yourself, because we've all been fished out of the world. We've been netted out of the world. We've been saved from the depths of sin. And we were all washed by the blood of the Lamb. And we should protect the holiness of God and the ability for others to come in and receive the same love that we receive. If you're not careful, you can become a modern day 21st century Sadducee or Pharisee. Legalistic, looking at people with an ecclesiastical nose or can't get over small issues, and the enemy slows down our progress because we just can't seem to move beyond the break. You got to reach beyond the break. Yeah, I know the rope is broke, but you got to reach beyond the break. Grab something that's sound and pull yourself back into unity. Am I worth reaching for? Am I worth reaching for? You mean to tell me you just gonna let me go? That's what many people in the pews are saying with each other and with leadership. Some leaders say, I can let you go. Just go. Just go out of my sight. But it's not godly. And nobody should say about their pastor, just go. Just go. No, we need each other. I'm completed when I'm with you, and you are completed when you're with me. How can you hear without a preacher? And how can the preacher preach unless he's sent? But if you don't have a congregation to preach to, what good is your preaching? What would I look like standing up here talking about, ain't he all right, and nobody's in the pew? I need you in my life. Come on, talk to me. You're supposed to say it. I need you. I know you want to say, well, all I need is Jesus. You need more than Jesus. You need people in your life. You need your spouse. You need your children. You need your church community. You need your pastor, and the pastor needs the congregation. I need you in my life. He sent me to you. He gifted you with me. I'm a gift to you. You're supposed to take the paper out, open up the box, and get everything good out of it. Come on, put a demand on the anointing. Say amen. Amen. Glory to God. Put a demand on this anointing. Squeeze it. Glory to God. Don't let me be out there by myself blowing in the wind. We must be a part of the social construct in our church. That means ministries need to collaborate so we won't get this emptiness, this dejection, this marginalization that's happening in the world. You can't withdraw into your little silos and think you're going to be okay. I know some of y'all, man, that's pretty tight what he said, but I'm going back next week. I know. I'm giving it to you straight. You can go somewhere and get patty cake, tell my, he's okay, God is all right. And you know he ain't all right in your house. You better get a word that's going to push you into your destiny or unlock some stuff in your life. Glory to God. That's what I'm after. I'm after the marginalized. I call you outsiders. I know what it's like to be the outsider. And even the law of Moses put them out. Think about that, of the camp, lest they defile it. This is God's law. 21st century, man, most people couldn't handle that kind of religion. You out. Don't come back until I say come back. Take care of your disease another kind of way. Because you may defile all of us. We should get a concept of that when we, from the COVID years. Some of us came anyway. Kept preaching through it. because we believe something. Not to say that you didn't believe. I'm grateful that that all of you took care of yourself, but don't allow COVID and the mentality to become a reality to you. You're not supposed to protect yourself like that forever. You have to open up your mind and trust again. I read a passage of scripture, and I'm going to visit it again. But when you put out of the camp these individuals that struggle, that feel like outsiders, you struggle to fit. You struggle to fit in. You struggle with finding acceptance. Sometimes you overcompensate by acting like it doesn't matter, but really it does. God wants us to look at our social circles. Please write that down. Your social circles. I'm coining the phrase. Your social circles. Who's in your circle? Your social circle. And do those people in that circle lead you to more isolation and loneliness? Thank you, Lord. I believe God wants to fix some things, man. We're not just supposed to come to church. I thought I saw Dave Bryan. Is that you? Is your wife with you? Good, I see. God is going to bless you too. Hallelujah. He's going to bless you, son. The blessing is not just for you, it's for you and your wife. Same with you, Walter. You don't just absorb it, you got to share it. The Spirit told me that I will pronounce these things all month long. He's going to highlight certain things to me, and I need to just have enough courage and say what he's saying, and I'm going to do it. I know it's my birthday week, but I'm sharing blessings. I'm releasing blessings. I get happy when you're blessed. If I'm blessed and you're not blessed, come on, Fred Hammer. Bless, 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 bless. Bless, bless. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. We're blessed when we come and when we go. We cast down every stronghold. Sickness and poverty must flee, for the devil is defeated. We, oh my God, we are blessed. Give him a praise for that. We are blessed. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he has no sorrow. So isolation, you got to go. Loneliness, which helps to perpetuate that outcast spirit, has got to go. Hebrews 13, verse 1, keep on loving each other as brothers. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some people have entertained angels unaware, without knowing. You mean to tell me God has sent an angel to you, but you didn't recognize it? Yes, you have been visited by angels, and it's starting to happen more and more because the hour is short. People are departing from the faith. God is trying to keep you in the corral so you don't get led astray, and he will send angels. Unusual things will occur, and you got to learn how to look for it and be careful how you deal with somebody. Everybody's not the enemy. God may send them there to offend you initially, but wait before you respond. It may be an angel. Maybe an angel that he's sending. Thank you, Lord. I felt led to read that one too. Look at verse 3. Remember those who in prison, outsiders, as if you were their fellow prisoners. In other words, you shouldn't just discard it and talk about the incarcerated. But according to the scripture, you should visit vicariously the prison. Even if you don't go and think what it's like to be locked in a cell. What if you were innocent and you got locked in? What if the judge was mean or racist? What if they threw a book at you because of a small infraction, gave you the maximum? Wouldn't they let other people off, prolong the trial, put it off so they can get out, give them immunity? Your peoples. Other people get the book thrown at, the book, the whole case. Made one mistake, got to spend 40 years. Got 13, 14, 30 counts. You don't have to spend but a few minutes. Why? Because you do what we want you to do. Y'all sitting back looking at it, but what we got to understand is God is a God of justice. Not just us. Justice. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And that's why I'm asking for mercy from the White House to my house. Give us mercy, Lord.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Outcast Nation, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 24070711. That's reference number 24070711.
Become relentless as we tag up to God in prayer. Relentless will meet in the sanctuary on Friday, July 19th at 7 p.m. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app for details on joining virtually. The Believers in Richmond Spiritual Training, Best Class, a four-week program designed for new believers, will begin on Saturday, July 20th at noon at the Alliance Building. You can sign up using the mobile app or by scanning the QR code in the foyer. For more information, email best@truthrevealed.org. Marriage Enrichment Hearts Intertwined Sessions for Engaged and Married Couples will be held on Saturday, July 20th at 7 p.m. Child care will be provided. Focus Young Adult Ministry will meet on Friday, July 26th at 7 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall. Join us for fellowship, group discussions, and more. Scan the QR code in the foyer to get involved. Sign up for the life-changing Driven Group today. Scan the QR code in the foyer to unlock your life's purpose. Contact Elder Toby for more information.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.